reason. So help us to live out your purpose. We praise you this morning and thank you for all the mothers, amen, on this day that we celebrate them because of all that they do in rearing their children in our homes and in our communities, God. They're such a valuable and a priceless part of who we are, God. So help us to honor them today. And as we honor them, we'll certainly honor you for your gift of them to all of our lives. And we just pray, God, help us to honor all of our mothers as they as you told us to do in your word. All right, God, we want to praise you a little more. So thank you for coming in and staying with us this morning. And as we leave, God, just let us have a great time in you. And just bless us in this time together. But we need to be stronger when we leave. We need to be wise and have a better understanding when we leave than when we came. And we know they can happen because your presence we're here. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There was a story told some years ago. Priscilla told about a man that came to church, and he would always come down the front to the very first pew, and he would just give God praise. He would dance with all of his might through church. He was dancing. They were worshiping and praising the choir. He would not fail to dance. And she said, one day I'm going to ask him why. But I mean, this man, he'd go hard. He go hard every time he walk in church. He come all the way down the front. He sits at the front pew, and he goes hard. He goes all the way in. He give God total praise. I thought about that. I said, I wonder how often I come and I give him my all of it. I don't know. Every day, do I always hear him total? Or do I just hear him a little bit? And so what happened was, one day she finally got a chance to ask him the question. The question was, she said, finally, I just want to be courageous enough to ask you, every time you come down to my dad's church, whenever you come down the front, and you sit on the first row, and you go hard in worship. You praise God for real. And he said, well, I killed a man a few years ago when I went to prison, and I was supposed to be there for life.
All right.
I was supposed to be there for life, and he said, and at my parole hearing, the person that I killed, his mother showed up for my hearing. And the judge said that the mother had already had a private conversation with her. And because of what the mother said, the judge said, I had an opportunity to go home. Somebody should have had me. Right there. I was supposed to be in for life. But the mother of the man that I killed her son. She talked to the judge on my behalf and said she forgiven me. And he said, they let me go by those doors. And he said, it changed my life. He said, and from that day to this day, he said, I vow I will always give him praise.
Yeah.
I will always give him glory.
Yeah.
I will not keep my story to myself, but I will let the world know that he did. He did. And ever since then, he said, as long as I have breath, I'll give it to him. Go ahead, get out. As long as I have breath, he said, I won't give him half breaths. I'll give it to him. Just think about your own life and reflect. Does he deserve a total? A quarter? Three-fourths?
My Lord.
Driving up and down the highway, up and down the aisle,
yeah,
in Missouri.
Yeah.
Angels watching over. Does he deserve a total?
My God.
Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to those on the website. Good morning. We're going to give God total praise. Just jump in with us this morning.
Yeah.
Oh,
Christ. He's been a little bit more strength.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you get exhausted emotionally.
Yeah.
You've been exhausted emotionally.
Yeah.
You did all you can. You try to make sometimes you get exhausted with yourself. The Lord, why does he mess up the same way over and over again?
Yeah.
But I'm glad he's there and he gave you strength
Amen.
To overcome.
Amen.
Victory is right around the corner. So don't give up. The
right.
Victory is right around the corner.
Amen.
And if you give up too soon,
yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And see, that's come from nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, you just sitting on you kind of hide and you're sitting on the side of your bed and you start thinking about the goodness of Jesus
yeah.
and all that he's done for you.
Come on,
and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, unexpected strength comes in your room and says, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it. I think I can go on
yeah.
a little while longer. I don't believe you brought me this far. Restrain your voice, thus, this is what the Lord says. Restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. And they will return from the land of the enemy. There is hope for your future, declares the Lord. And your children will return to their own territory. I have certainly heard you from grieving. You have disciplined me, and I was corrected like an untrained calf. Bring me back that I might be restored, for you are the Lord my God. For after I turned back, I repented, and after I was instructed, I slapped my thigh. I was ashamed and also humiliated because I bore the shame of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a delightful child? Indeed, as often as I've spoken against him, I certainly still remember him. Therefore, my heart yearned for him. I will certainly have mercy on him, declares the Lord. Set up your road marks for yourself. Place God post for yourself. Direct your mind to the highway, the way by which you went. Return, O Virgin of Israel. Return to these your cities. How long will you waver, you rebellious daughter? For the Lord has created a new thing on the earth. A woman will shelter a man. This is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. Once again, they will speak this word in the land of Judah and in its cities where I restore their fortunes. The Lord bless you, O place of righteousness, O holy hill. Judah and all its cities will live together in it, the farmers and those who travel with flocks. For I give plenty of water to the weary ones and refresh everyone who languishes. At this I awoke and looked, and my sleep has been pleasant to me. Amen.
Amen.
We bless the readers and hearers of God's holy word. I want to talk about the jewelry mothers wear. The jewelry mothers wear. That's what we want to talk about. It is still on our series. Jeremiah dropping jewels. I want to talk about the jewelry a mother wears today. Amen. As we look into God's word on Mother's Day, that's how we're going to get directly into what the scripture is saying here. I want to look at three specific, as I move on, we're going to look at three specific gems that a mother adorns herself with. She may be unconscious because it's just kind of being a mother. It's kind of the nature of a mother. It's kind of that part of the maternal instinct. So she puts it on, and sometimes she may not even know that she has it on. And we're going to look at three scriptures. So now, if you got a pen, I want you to write these down. All right, Genesis. I don't know if you need to turn to all these what kind of cooking. Genesis 35:16-18. Genesis 35:16-18. And Matthew 2:18. And all of those passages, along with the one we read for our text today, you're going to see Rachel, amen, in kind of three different ways. And those three different ways we see her will be like we say, the three gems of jewelry that Rachel is wearing. All right? Let's get into this. Now, I'm going to read you that first one in Genesis 35. Oh, my God. Verses 16 anything that it looks like. All right. You said it. I didn't want you to have to turn to in case you miss it, but it's good for you to turn to. 35:16 says, then they journeyed from Bethel, and when there was still some distance to go to Ephrath, Rachel began to give birth, and she suffered severe labor. When she was in severe labor, the midwife said to her, do not fear, for now you have another son. It came about as her soul was departing, for she died. Then she named him Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. This is a recording of Rachel giving birth to Benjamin. And as she did, she gave her own life. So often, mothers, in symbolic of the scripture, maybe not, they don't die as Rachel did, but they give their lives to give life to their children. Then they're sacrificed. That's something they just do automatically. If you had a mother, you know your mother. Mama gives her life to her children and grandchildren.
Amen.
You know, she may have another children and grandchildren, and then great grandkids. She's still, amen, still open the doors to, amen, to be a nurse.
Amen.
Amen. A baby servant. All her life, she's been giving her life and sacrifice, amen, for children and her children's children and her children's children. So many days I can remember going out, amen, in the cold on the bus stop, waiting on the bus, amen, to go to work and to be amazed or all kinds of jobs she had because she did whatever was necessary to take care of her. I've seen her. Cook dinners, amen, take them to the mom shop and sell dinners. I've seen her buy merchandise low and sell it high, which she still does. I see she had a couple of nurses that she owned when she kept kids, amen, so she was an entrepreneur, amen. She had two or three businesses in the store where she sold stuff and furniture. She's done it all. She never had to go to business school to do all those things. She just did them because they are necessary. I'm saying mothers in so many ways give their whole lives and sacrifice so much for their children. There are mothers that when food, and my mom did it, when food go low, they won't tell you that they're not eating, but they'll leave all the food for their children. And they'll go without so that their children can't eat. They sacrificed for us. We didn't get where we are. If you had, your mother had a lot to do with the reason why you got where you are. That's why you see people that are made successful, the athletes and stars. They always talk about, most they talk about the dad a lot of times. But a lot of times the dad wasn't there.
Come on, preacher. Come on. Come on.
But they talk about my mother. My mother so often makes that sacrifice.
It's true. It's true.
Right.
It's true.
So they sacrifice. Now, so I think because of that sacrifice, the Bible tells us to honor her.
Yeah, that's good.
You honor your father and mother, but I'm going to talk about honoring the mother today. So she's worthy of honor. She should be respected. Now, the Bible says in Ephesians 6:2. Obey your mother, father, mother, wife, forget what honor it is. It says obey. Now obey is the action. Children, obey your parents, mother, father. Obey your parents. That's the action. And it's for children. Now when you grow up to be, you know, when you out of the house, As long as you're in the house, you have to obey. And listen in, listen carefully. I'm on, because I got to obey, I got to obey and honor. I'm trying to show you a distinguishing term. Maturity. Now, as long as you're in the house, as long as you're taking care of you, you get under that roof. Now, when you get grown, you're on your own, and you married. You don't have to obey the prayer, because they may tell you something about your marriage that is violating the sanctity of the marriage. So you have, but even though you don't have to do the action of obeying, because you're on your own, but you still have to do the attitude of honor.
Amen.
You still respect them, give weight to their words. Amen. Admire them, look up to them. You still honor them, even though you have to obey them. But sometimes, because you honor them so much, you'll obey them even when you don't have to obey them. Don't let that now. Be careful. Don't let that interfere with the marriage situation.
Right.
Amen. Amen. That's good to see. So y'all see, but we have to honor them because they're worthy of honor. Now, wait a minute. Now, this is a way of honoring them. I say respect them, admire them. But one of Rachel's sons gives us an example of how you really honor your parents. And that's Joseph. Benjamin may have too, but I know more about Joseph than Benjamin. You know Joseph. Joseph was the one that had the coat of many colors that Jacob his daddy gave him.
Right.
And Joseph was the one that his brothers were jealous of and put in the pit.
Right. Yeah.
And after you heard the story, you've been in Bethsaida anyway, you heard the story quite a few times. And after the pit was put in, they came by and took him out of the pit. The pot was out. And Paul's wife tried to seduce him. But he was such a man of integrity and character, he would not even fall for that, because he knew it was being a sin against God and against his master. So he resisted her, and she finally thought they accused him, and he went to prison. Right. But everywhere he went, the hand of the Lord was upon him. I mean, that's how it is when you have integrity.
Right.
The hand of the Lord is upon you.
On.
And I don't care how men's hands try to push you down, God's hand will pull you back up. Men's hands may push you down in the pit, but God's hand will pick you up out of the pit. Men's hands may push you down in the top of the house, but God will pick you up anyway. Men's hands may push you down in the prison, but even in the prison, he led to the leadership position.
Right. Right.
Because you know the parent. They just didn't go according to what the parents taught.
Yeah.
make them feel good about what they did. Don't try to make them ashamed of what you become. I'm glad one great parent didn't say that. Especially mom. The mom is going to still be there. I'm talking about that little word out there. I'm trying not to get it. That's a point on down. But honor is the first. Honor.
Amen.
God honored Rachel. Because he could have just talked about Jacob's children. Because he's talking about the mother of Israel.
Yeah.
And he's talking about his name. When he said Ramah, right next to Bethlehem, that's probably where this incident that we read away in Genesis 35 happened. Was probably in the Ramah area. Tradition says that she was buried in Ramah. Okay? Rachel was buried in Ramah. Now, what happened was in Babylon, in Jerusalem and Judea, when they began to conquer them and bring them out of the city where God had blessed them with, before they took them back to Babylon, they were putting in Ramah. They were holding in Ramah until they could transport them to Babylon. So, what he's saying is, what the prophet is saying here, and this is kind of a poetic thing, it's kind of a poetic prophecy. In 15, I'm back in Jeremiah 31:15. This is what the Lord said: and the voice is heard in Ramah, lamenting and bitter weeping. So in Ramah, remember, who's buried in Ramah? Rachel is buried in Ramah. So, in his poem, which is a prophetic poem that God gave to Jeremiah, a voice is heard lamenting and bitterly weeping for her children because she sees them being taken out of Jerusalem and taken to Babylon. She sees them being taken out of the place of blessing.
Yeah.
To the place of curse.
Yeah.
But she said, there's not no more.
Yes.
She cries bitterly. First, and God uses Rachel to make that point. He honors Rachel by using her to make that point in this poem. But now I want to see. But this leads me to the second point. The first thing she wears is honor. The second thing is a heart that's broken.
All right.
So wait a minute, Pastor. I see the honor being a jewel. Something that adds beauty, but a heart that's broken.
Come on, what would a heart that's broken do?
How does that be a jewel?
Come on.
A heart that's broken is sort of like a diamond. You know how a diamond is made. A diamond is made for pressure.
Right.
And it's a lot of heat, about 2,000 degrees. Amen. And about 750,000 pounds per square inch of pressure under the earth's core forms the thing a diamond. So a diamond is formed, beauty comes because of what it went through.
Right.
Ooh, yeah. I wish I had a witness.
Yeah.
And right then, the things that mothers go through that break their hearts and that pressure comes down to become a diamond like you.
Amen. Amen. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
She's weeping. Rachel is weeping because she to see the streets catch them.
My God.
They beg, they cry, they pray. Lord, can you help them?
My Lord.
Because their heart is broken, because they see them leave the place of God's blessing, how God promises. And now they're going off into a far country.
Too far.
When I feel it, I know they're here, because sometimes I hear about it, I heard. Especially when they come out of this church.
I
said, I can't grow up, and I did everything I could to teach them God's word. And now that I see him in the street, and I see him headed for prison, I see him in prison, and I've been seeing it all my life since I was a youth minister. It's unclear. I've been seeing it, and it's time away. I know it's time away in me. It's time away in the mothers. Their heart is broken.
Because
their love is so strong.
Hallelujah.
That's the thing about a heart. That's why a heart, when you love, you open yourself up to her. And mamas can't help but look.
Right. Come on, preacher.
And anytime you love something and you see something that you love, you're on the wrong track.
Right.
And you do everything you can to turn it around and bring it back and bring it back to God, and it won't turn it around. It hurts you so deep down inside. You're not the same.
Yeah.
You pray and you cry for that son, that daughter, because you remember now when they took them out, when they were in the blessed place, the land of promise, they had freedom.
Right.
But because of their sin,
Lord have mercy.
Now they leave the place of freedom. Now they're in a place of captivity. So many moms, so many dads, the child is in captivity. Captivity to a lifestyle, captivity to an addiction. It's a long one. And they cry out to God over because they saw that child, that beautiful child. That who says they need to look into and find someone, and they say find joy, but the hurt, the pain, because you can see that the captivity of the enemy and how it's impacting your life.
Lord have mercy.
And the heart is broken. That Jeremiah's the message that God is trying to get through Jeremiah is from the same way that mother feels that God has how God feels.
Yes.
God said, I see us. God said, hey. I promised I would bless them, and I blessed them, but they turned away from me. They turned away from me.
Yeah.
Now they're in captivity. Because they turned away from me. And I said, Jeremiah, preach. Through five kings trying to turn them around, but they would not. They would not turn around. They would not turn around. And I went out, so as I just cried out, it hurts. And a whole lot of hurt and heartbroken moments.
Yes.
But God said, hey. Wait a minute. Look at verse 16. This is what the Lord said. Restrain your boy from weeping. And your eyes from tears. This is the hope. This is the hope coming up here. This is the hope coming up here. If you got a child in a situation, if you have a child that's been in that situation, this is the hope frame right here. For your work will be rewarded.
Right.
Everything you call into that child, everything you taught that child, all the time you pray for that child, and you had others come around you and join in prayer for that child, your work.
Right.
Don't think that all you did was in vain, because it's not in vain.
Yes, sir.
My Lord. Come on. That's real. Come on. I'm trying to give you hope. Somebody on the broadcast might need a little hope. Somebody here in the room might need a little hope. Somebody looking at the website might need a little hope, because your child is the one that's out there. And I want to tell the Lord, say, your work is not in vain.
Yeah.
Woo, train up a child. In the way he should go.
Yeah.
And he won't depart from it. Because when you train him up, he'll get out there.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When you train him up, he'll get out there. He'll remember.
Right.
But he will put something in it.
Right.
But he won't remember if he doesn't put nothing in it.
Right.
She won't remember if you didn't put nothing in her.
Yeah.
But if you put something in him or her, when they make them go astray, they'll remember.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? You know how the prodigal son got out there?
Yeah.
Amen. He got out there, got a party, lost everything he had. All his drinking buddies left him.
Yeah.
Couldn't get no law from nobody. Had to take the lowest job ever.
Yeah.
But when he was feeding
the house, preacher.
The home.
Yeah.
When he was shopping the home. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He remembered something.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He remembered how it was in his father's house.
Yeah.
That's why you bring him to church and don't give him a choice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Come on, preach out. Come on, man.
I know somebody that like that. I had thrown it out there while I was on the road. Listen here. Because you won't be able to know how to feel to be in the presence of the company and the people of God.
Yeah.
So when they're out there, when the folks are trying to backstab, trying to destroy their life, and they want to go back.
Yeah.
He said he came to himself.
Yeah.
Woo! You got to teach them who they are before they come to himself. Mm-hmm. Somebody had instilled to them, hey, you're a child of God.
Yeah.
And when you come to yourself, you realize you ain't got no business in this place.
No business in this
life. Right.
Right. You said, you want to go back home. Now, he said, I'm going to go. And when he went back there, he was already made up his speech. So I'm going to go back home because I remember how good it was.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go back home and tell my father, this I messed up so bad, Dad.
Right.
Just let it work.
Yeah.
I don't have to be, you don't have to call me.
Yeah.
Son, I left you a job and a place to stay.
Right.
And sometimes the way it is, amen, when you done messed up so bad, even when you come back to the church,
come on.
You say, hey, I know the Lord is blessing me. And I can sing well, I'm doing it well, and I realize y'all have messed up, but I don't want to say it quite no more.
Come on, preacher.
Because I did too much bad.
Yeah.
But we need somebody who has been down.
Yeah.
We need somebody that has struggled.
Yeah.
We need somebody that has spent a couple years in the pen. Hallelujah,
yeah.
That's the best thing I've heard from when we went to the jail ministry.
Yeah.
But sometimes in the jail ministry, you get better saying than in the church. Because you know they ain't the same for show.
Right.
They ain't the same for strength.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
So we need somebody that got a testimony.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Because somebody, when a person got a testimony, the testimony can kind of give you the anointing.
Yeah.
Woo! When you've been somewhere and God has brought you out, your testimony can get open you up to God's anointing.
Yeah.
So when you say, he ain't like something, they ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah. You're right, preacher.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So come on.
Yeah.
Come on now. We don't want you to keep doing. We want you to try to turn around and repent. And live for God.
Yeah.
We got a place for
you.
If you want to live for God, we got a place for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you had a baby out of wedlock, but we got a place for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The only reason that we may not have one because we didn't get caught.
Amen.
God can still use you.
Amen.
God can still use you.
Amen.
And the son came home. 1:7. Peter and his dad, and you know in the Bible, the dad is going to be dignified and walk slow. But when he stopped his son, come, he forgot who he was. He forgot all about it and ran out. And held his son. And the son had speech already. You know, like the kids have Jesus speech, couldn't speak. His son had speech already. Your work is not in vain. Because what you put into him, they'll remember who they were and where they come from. And they able to go back. Listen. A mother's gem has the gem of, I said before, honor. It has the gem of heartbreak. But it also has the gem of hope.
Amen.
Oh, he come back. Oh, she gonna come. God said, this thing ain't over yet.
Right.
God said, yes, Israel is taken in Babylon, but I'm gonna bring her back. He said, hey, when you go to Babylon, set you up the markers so you know how to get back.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. That's what parents do. Parents, you give your kids markers.
Amen.
So when they go astray, like Hannah and the brother, they'll know how to get back.
Come on back.
Hey, because you remember where you came from.
Yeah,
they're going to Babylon, but after 7 years, I'm going to bring them back.
So
don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. They're just like Rachel's children. The children of Israel came back. I think God will bring a line of children.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank
Rachel
you.
Thank was you, the father of all the children of Israel. And God said, hey, I'm going to bring them back. It's right there, y'all. For your work will reward them, brother. And they will return. Y'all see that? I'm at the end of verse 16. And they will return from the land of their enemies. And left the land of blessing. And went to the land of the enemy. And God said, your work won't be in vain. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to take from the land of the enemy and bring them back to the land of blessing. It's a process. Just wait on it. That's the problem. Sometimes you got to wait on it. But God said, read my foot. I want to keep on going back.
Right.
I want to stay there till they learn the lesson. And after they learn the lesson, I'll bring them back to the land of promise.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you can get them out too quick.
Amen.
Every time they go down, go down there, say, well, y'all know this. Every time they go down there, and you try to arrest them, try to get the law, bail bond. They barely got down.
Right.
Sometimes they'll leave sleep overnight.
Yes, got
something nice.
Preach a
something nice. Sleep overnight. Amen. Learn what kind of facilities they got now.
Right.
All the same kind of facilities at home. At home, I can go to the restroom and close the door.
Yeah.
And when I have to worry about nobody coming in, but now I got to use what I'm out of the public.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Come on. That's real.
Amen. Y'all with me?
Amen.
So when you don't give them, said they're gonna come back, but I want them to know how it feels. So I'm gonna live down there 70 years.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. My Lord, a lifetime.
70 years.
Wow.
Then I'm gonna bring Israel back to me. Now there's one more sort of closer. In that Matthew scripture. That scripture sometimes that we're quoted at Christmas. Because that's when the Magi or the wise men came to see Jesus.
Right.
And they brought him gifts. And we think they're going to, they weren't ready when he was born. That was about 2 years later. And they came to bought him gifts. And Herod the Great said, hey, when you find him, come tell me.
Because
I want to take some gifts too. But Herod wanted to get rid of him. Because he was a threat. Herod, y'all need to take this, don't miss this. Herod wanted to get rid of him. Because he was a threat to the throne. He was a threat to what Herod had. Hold on to that thought. So what he did, is when the angels came and said, now call Joseph. Joseph, don't you take the child to Egypt. Because Herod didn't want to look for him. Come looking for him. Wise man went back another way.
Went back
wild one thing. Right. And then Jesus went to Egypt. And Herod got so mad, he knew the baby was 2 years old. That's why I said he was 2 years old.
Yeah.
So he said, I'm going to kill every baby in Bethlehem 2 years old and up.
Wow.
And that's called the slaughter of the innocent. Right. And he slaughtered all the babies 2 years. And then that same birth was quoted. And Matthew, this is the prophecy fulfilled that Rachel and Grandma was crying for children.
Yes.
Because they were not. Rachel in Jeremiah was the mother of the children of Israel. In Matthew, she's the mother of the children of Bethlehem. Were being wiped out because Herod did not want them in this place. She represented all the mothers. See, I want to tell you, you don't have to have your own child.
That's real. Come on, it's true for you. That's real.
Amen.
Especially, amen, in our people. Because in our people, we've learned, amen. You got to raise some other people.
Amen.
When you were back in slavery, they would take your child on your plantation and take them to another plantation. So in that, we learn that, hey, you got to be a mother for the whole community. Amen. It takes a village in that situation to raise a child. But sometimes, you may not have your own child, but your children come in the community of faith. Any parent can say a word and raise your child. Now, we know some may go a little too far. Amen. But most of them got good things in mind.
Come on, got good things in mind.
Amen. Most of them got good things in mind. Now, the new parents are kind of strict. Because they don't want nobody coming to their child.
Lord,
come on.
You hear that?
Yeah.
All these new parents.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody talking to my child but me.
Yeah.
That's all right. One day the phony is going to talk to him. One day the devil is going to talk to him. And one day the prince of God is going to talk to him. You need to let somebody talk to him they care about him before you get to the other folks that talk to him they don't care about. There are some mothers now that are crying. I'm talking about the community now. We're crying now. Because there's a mother's heart are hurting. It's all in suit. Because what's going on in our community?
Yeah.
We see so many sons and daughters dying innocently.
Lord Jesus.
Well, police are the one that's going to protect you. It ain't a new thing. Right after Reconstruction. Reconstruction, we did well. Reconstruction. Amen. Black were voted in the office and served in Congress. And they said, hey, they said they're like Herod saying, wait a minute, they're about to take our place.
But I'm glad they're still God.
Yeah.
They say hi.
and lose them. Can you witness in him? There's still a God that'll protect you. There's still a God that'll watch over your child. There's an angel over there.
Waiting for your moment.
Lord, if that woman used to be part of that city that out there in the streets, Lord, bring her home.
Bring
her home, Lord. Why did you see her first? Please see her. Why did bring her home? God, something hurts me. Let them learn the lesson they need to learn. Then God, bring them home. Because I need them in the court. I need them on the usher board. I need them on the deep. Bring them home. Pray. God. So. So good.
Thank
you. Oh, dear. This is on podcast. Look at this.
Thank you, Father.
On the website, mothers have those three and so much more. I just gave you three. They honor.
Yes.
Heartbreak. And hope.
Yes.
Hope. Yes. I love it. As long as you got hope. And hope is not made with us. I wish that happened. Hope is a certainty.
Yeah. Yeah.
When God says it's a certainty.
Jesus.
When God promises you, stay in prayer. And if you see word, if you see God moving a word in your spirit,
Jesus.
Say it's gonna be all right, I'm gonna bring him. You better get ready.
Yes.
Get the bedroom ready.
My Lord, come on.
Call the only way.
Yes.
Amen. Now okay. That bedroom just for a little while.
Right.
But they need to get out there.
Come on. Come on. Amen.
Amen. They need to get it on. You let them stay there for a little while. Till they get on their feet, but you got to lift.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say that.
Yes, Jesus.
Give me God. Here, I'm going to share a song with you here. You're on the podcast, website, street. Mothers, thank you so much for what you do. Where would our world be without you?
Jesus.
Father, I pray for God. Father, pray. An important, vital role in your life. But today, as we honor us, we say thank you so much.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you so much for not giving up on us. Mothers have got them. Last one that's going to leave.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. It is probably mine.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I'm thinking about that George Floyd thing. Right. The last, when he couldn't be who he called out.
Right. Yes.
Woo!
Yes, yes.
And I'm thinking about that thing kind of deep. I said, you know, maybe he called out for him. Because in that last prayer, as he was about to leave this world, and go to, maybe God gave him a glimpse of it.
Yeah, maybe so.
Because he knew what he needed at that time. You know, when you heard me, he said, I'm going to give him a glimpse of it. And I'll bring him on home.
Yeah.
And out. Because your work will be. I know you work going all day, then you gotta come home, you gotta cook.
Jesus.
And then you gotta go to athletic events.
Jesus.
And then you gotta help with homework. And then you gotta go back to work.
Jesus.
And then you gotta do all kinds of stuff. And sometimes it seems like it's unappreciated.
Yes, yes.
But God said, your work will be.
Yes, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Some of my friends say,
Take a little while for it, man. You might be a little old, but I got a job for me to do. I got a web on you. Yeah.
Thank you,
Jesus. He's here patient with me.
Yeah.
He's here patient with me. I'm a stronger. Following and walking.
Yeah.
He said, no, it's all right. We're going to work this thing out, man. We're going to work this thing out. I want you to be gracious to other people. So I can't let you be too perfect because you're slowing down on other people. I got to do something to struggle
with
so you have a heart and mercy and grace for other people. But I got a heart and grace and mercy for you. Have a happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
That's all I want to say. Because y'all were in an good. I know your heart is broken.
Yes, sir.
But you got some hope. He's going to come through. He's going to come through for you. And if you ever get that single say, yeah. Lord, I remember you came through.
Thank you,
Father.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Turn it around.
He'll bless you. Turn it around.
Yeah.
Woo.
Thank you,
Jesus. And when he turned it around.
Come on
now. See, you know when we turn it around?
Right.
We turn it all the way around. And we in the same
block. Yeah.
You in the same place you were. You just had a little journey.
Right.
If you were here a little while, let me go on back where I was. But when he turned it around.
My God.
You are the strength of my life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then you can walk because you're walking in his strength.
Yes.
You can't keep turning around. See, when you turn around your own strength, you'll find yourself to keep on around.
Right.
But when you heed the strength of your life.
My Lord.
Thank y'all. We got to throw the thing out when you get on back with the storm. So. All right, here we go.
Jesus.
Happy Mother's Day. And we have Mother's Day gifts. Almost to God. Thank you for reminding me, Cheryl. We got Mother's Day gifts. All right. From the church, I'm glad. You'll get all of some of you mothers not here. Y'all got a gift coming. Even when you get here, when we bring it to you. All right. Here we go. I'm going to give it quickly. If you take one out, that's all right. But we sure wait.
Amen.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, Lord.
And Julie.
Amen.
Happy Mother's Day. I ain't gonna make kids be. You know what color is the mother. I don't want you walking too far. Here we go. Who is this? Sister Linda. Rita Conce, Connie Johnson, Maxine Jones, and Francia Cole. And anybody else? You, oh, we got some more? Wow. So you know you got good coming. All right, here we go. Vanetta West.
Yes.
And Mary Reynosa. All right, so if you listen at the broadcast, any kind of case, we're going to get into you. All right.
Amen.
We're going to get into you. You got your gift coming. Amen. We hope you got an HEB in your neighborhood. All right, praise the Lord. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming to join us. Amen. And let's stand and be this man. All right. Father, we thank you for what they've been doing. Thank you for these moments. Strengthen them. Shoot the buttons also. Strengthen us, God. So we need to be and strengthen our young people. Have wisdom to obey and to honor. Thank you again, God, for what's happened amongst us and for your great blessing. When we leave this place, we know there's an enemy. He will seek to take the seed that's been planted before he can get root and grow. Where it should protect everybody so the seed can become part of their lives. When they come to those times, they can have the rough spots, the heartbreaks, because they know they got hope and certainty that God is going to come through. God, help us out with this. Oh, thank you again for what you've done here today. We bless you throughout this day with safety. You really been good to us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bless our church. That we might be able to do your work in this time. It's more than for us just being gathered here in this building. There's so much work to be done outside. To save people, save down our young people from being in situations that we talked about this morning. Get them churched up. Get them Jesus up. Get them Christ up. So we begin to change their lives where they can live for you. And as they live for you, we realize even as they live for you, danger is there. But we know, God, as long as we're doing what you want to do, the safest place in the world is in the middle of your
field. Yeah.
So long as we're doing it, we know to take care of us. Thank you for what's happening.
That's your thought.
Now, the Him is able to keep us in possession without fault with our fathers. May the love of God our Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, our Father. Let's go and abide with us, stand for the temple. Let us say together,
amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Thank you.